Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Oh, you're a little late today. Why? Are you busy?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I am.
I am.
Yes, because of homework?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. You can do it later again, okay? So now let's study our lesson. So we're going to have another topic for today, which is Unit 3. You should go to the doctor. Okay, so when was the last time that you visited a doctor?
Last week?
Oh, so let's answer in a complete sentence.
I visited a doctor last week.
Okay, that's much better. Okay, so why? What's wrong with you? Like headache? Toothache?
Headache.
Terrible headache. Okay, so you can just say,
I had a terrible headache
last week. Okay, and what did the doctor tell you? Like drink your medicine or take your medicine, drink a lot of water, take a rest. Take your medicine. Okay. The doctor gave you an advice to take your medicine timely. All right. So what about now? Are you feeling better?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's good. So now let's talk about different kinds of illnesses, different kinds of pain. All right. So let's start with number one. Headache. Number two. Pardon me. Toothache. Okay, I want you to speak louder. Okay, one more time. Toothache. Okay, three.
Four. Cough.
Yeah, I have a cough today. Next,
fever.
Okay, fever. Yeah. Yeah. Next,
stomach ache.
Okay, instead of stomach ache, so it's better to say stomach ache. Okay, got it. So let's do it again. Listen carefully. Headache, toothache, earache, cough, fever, stomach ache. One more time, please.
Headache, toothache, earache,
cough.
Fever, stomach ache.
Stomach ache, yes. All right. And you had headache. You just had a terrible headache last week, right? Yeah. Okay. Which one do you think is the most painful or most difficult to experience? Which one? Because for me, I think fever, okay? Because if I have fever, if I have a fever, I have headache, I have cough, I have stomach ache. I feel almost every pain when I have fever. And earache, but not toothache. But when I have fever, I experience headache, cough, stomach ache, and earache. So what about you? Okay, the bo oh yeah. Toothache is also painful. All
Yeah.
right. So what do you do if you have toothache? Do you tell your mom to please let's go to the dentist, or do you ask mom for a medicine?
No.
No? You just let it go? Oh, it's okay. I have toothache. It's okay. Oh, if you experience that, if you feel in pain, if you feel uncomfortable because of toothache, you have to tell your mom, okay? You have to tell mom, like, visit the dentist. Okay? Apo. All right, so now let's go to language. What's that?
What's the matter with him?
Okay, he
He
has
has a stomach
stomach ache. Next.
What's the matter with her? She has earthache.
Ear. This is ear. Ear
Yes.
ache. Yes, ear ache. Okay. You understand? So, of course, him, this is a man. Okay, use he. Her, this is a woman or a female, so she. Okay, so now we don't have actually the video, but we have the full transcript on page 95. I will let you read it. Okay, so unit 3, sickness and pain. All right, please read.
Everyone gets sick sometimes. If someone you know is sick or in pain, you can ask, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with these people? She has a headache. He has a stomach ache.
Eight.
She has
Here.
earache. She has a toothache. She has a cold.
Yes, and
She has a fever.
yes.
If you get sick or are in pain, get some rest. Drink
Plenty of water.
plenty of water. Eat healthy
Eat
food.
healthy food.
And healthy food and take some medicine. If
Yes.
that doesn't work, go see a
All
doctor.
right. So thank you for reading. Give me a high five. High five, Miriam. You missed the star? It's been a long time. All right. So every one of us gets sick. Okay, but some people they don't get sick like monthly, they get sick like annually. Okay, so they are healthy, they're stronger. All right, so what do you mean by what's the matter with you?
Stomach.
Oh, what does it mean by what's the matter with you? If somebody asks you this, what's the matter with you? Meaning, do you like, are you okay? What's the problem with you? Are you feeling good? Are you okay? So, these are some terms, but they are the same with what's the matter with you. Okay, so if your mom asks you, oh, Yerim, what's the matter with you? Okay, meaning, what's the problem? Are you feeling okay? Are you doing okay? Are you feeling good? Okay, so Yerim, I will ask you, what's the matter with you today? Are you in pain today?
No.
No? You're good?
Yes.
Yes. Nice one. You're awesome. All right. Do you have any
questions? One more.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now let's continue. All right. So, oh, sorry. Okay. So, number one.
What can you ask someone who is sick?
Okay. And question number two is what?
The letter with the man hurting his stomach.
Okay. What can you ask?
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Good job. All right. So number two, what's the matter with the man holding his stomach? What's the matter? If I'm holding my ear, that's earache. If I'm holding my head, that's headache. If I'm holding my stomach, what's that?
Stomachache.
Again?
Stomach.
This is headache. This is earache. If that is stomach, yes, of course. Okay, what's the matter with the man holding his head? Headache. Holding his ears? Earache. Holding his stomach? Oh, speak louder. Say it. Yeah, don't be shy with your answer. All right, your answer is correct. Don't worry. Okay, so now we're going to answer this. You have to fill in the blanks. All right, let's start with the conversation between Jeff and Anna. Okay?
Okay.
So, hi, is Anna there, please?
Hi, is Anna there? We need to study for a test. I'm sorry, Anna can't talk now. She is sick. What's the matter with her? She has a fever.
Okay, now continue, Anna.
Anna can't come. She went to the doctor this morning. Oh no, why did she go to the doctor?
Anything.
She has headache
and fever.
Fever.
Okay. She has a fever. One more time. Oh no. Why did she go to the doctor?
She has headache and fever.
Okay.
Is she okay now? No, she's not. She is getting some rest. I hope she feels better soon.
I hope she feels better soon. Yes, if your friend is sick, you can say, oh, please get well soon, or I hope you feel better soon. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, good job. Good job, good job. All right, so now we have to check or encircle or just tell me if that is a yes or a no, okay? Please read number one.
Anna is sick. Yes.
Yes. Number two.
Anna can't talk on the phone because she has a toothache. No.
No. Okay. Why? Why not?
She has a fever.
Yes. Next, number three.
Anna went to the doctor yesterday. No.
No. Because
Anna, because Anna went to the doctor this morning.
Okay, and number four.
Anna is getting some rest. Yes.
Yes, of course. Do you have any questions?
No more.
Okay, so that's all. And oh, sorry. Next time we're going to study page 26. Okay, what is the title of
Okay.
the reading? When?
When you are sick.
Okay, when you're sick. Okay, so do you have any questions for our
No
today's
more.
class? No more. And well done. And you have a star. Give me another high five. High five, Yerim. Oh, I'm happy to see you today. Congratulations. Just remember, be on time next class, okay? So we can study more and more. All right, so teacher has to say goodbye now. Oh, say bye bye to Hugsy. Bye.
Bye.